Come on, let's pray. Father, we love you with all of our heart. You're so good to us. Thank you so much for our leaders. We love them with all of our heart. And as the word goes forth, we thank you that it will not fall upon deaf ears. Lord, let your word permeate our spirits and our mind, every fiber of our body, Father God, that it would change our very existence. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to say thank you to our bishop and first lady, my mom and my dad. Come on, y'all put your hands together for them. They are absolutely awesome, amen. We have an awesome man and woman of God, amen. I want to say to the love of my life, amen. Boy, I could prop up like this and just talk about this girl, amen. I'm just saying, man, I could talk up. You ain't the love of my life, Tim. I mean, you all right and everything, but you ain't the love of the real life. I love you with the love of Christ, but I love Natoya, amen. Amen. But to my wife, my beautiful wife, my best friend, amen, in November, we're going to make 21 years, y'all. Woo! Eagerly awaiting that. Can't wait till that go off, amen. And to all of you, our friends and everything, God bless you. We love you, amen. But I got to say this to our musicians, amen. Y'all talking about that's right. I'm from the reprimand. Y'all need to repent. Y'all think I'm playing. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 5:17, it says, thou shalt not kill. Y'all been killing them instruments ever for the last 2, 3, 4 months. Just, now, I ain't going to lie. I had the organ in the chokehold this morning, amen. I mean, I did my part, amen, but y'all been. Now, we thank God for them, amen. Y'all put your hands together for them, amen. They're doing an absolutely wonderful job, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, come on, let's jump into the word. I'm not going to be long, amen, but I'm not going to shortchange you. I do believe that God has a word that's going to just absolutely change your life, change your thinking, amen, change your surroundings, amen. That's what the word of God will do for you, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, amen, if you have your Bible, we're going to look at Genesis 1:26. And the point I want to make that I want you to open your eyes and I want you to see this morning, Genesis 1:26 says that, let me turn it myself in. We're going to dissect this just a little bit. I was trying to think of a topic. I mean, I had so many different ways I want to go, but I guess if I was to give this a topic, I want you to know that the word of God is working, amen. Come on, look at somebody and say, it's working, amen. If we would work it, amen. Amen, praise God. Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man. Now, you got to understand that God himself, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the planets, the moon and the stars. Man, I get to talking about how big the universe is. I mean, your mind cannot conceive how big the universe is. Billions upon trillions of different galaxies that contains billions and billions upon billions and trillions of stars. There's a number so big, our mind can't calculate it. This God said, let us make man. Come on, somebody. And God made man just like himself. He said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Amen. When me and Toya made Cam, and I'm telling you, we made him, amen. We made Cam, amen. When we made Cam, he was made in our own image, amen. He had, what, two arms? Come on now. He had two legs, amen. Two eyes, amen. He didn't come out with no feathers and no fur, no whiskers, amen. Cam made in our image, amen. Amen. Paris and Princess, they made in our image, amen. They didn't come out with no scales and no tail, amen. God made mankind in his image. Come on, y'all. See, the Bible says that, he says that, that we are made in the absolute image of God. We are in the God class, amen? You know, when I've worked for several companies, and I can remember, you know, when you first go in, first went into the company, amen, you get to meet everybody, it's a, you know, it's a big sales group, and the person that's taking it around, said, you walk in and say, okay, that's the CEO, you already met him. Okay, I got him. I know who that is, amen. Then you meet the person. This person right here is the number one salesperson in this company. He sells more than anybody. And this person right here, they're the number two salesperson. They got the whole East Coast just locked up. I mean, selling millions upon millions of dollars. Man, you be looking at people like, man, them people got a lot of clout. But what I'm trying to tell you, in the spiritual realm, mankind is very, very high on the totem pole, amen. You got to understand what I'm saying. It's God. Then it's us, amen. You understand what I'm saying? It's God, then it's us. We are the Bible says, it says, what is man that God is mindful of him? Then it goes on to say that God made him a little bit lower than the angels. What we all know what that word is translated to, Elohim. He made us just a little bit lower than God himself. You know, I often think about when we do get to heaven, I'm going to walk around and I'm going to see the archangel, Gabriel and Michael. And I'm like, man, look at this 12-foot angel. I'm going to be in awe, just eyes this big. Man, look at this angel, and look at this, and look at that. Well, you got to understand, the angel's going to be looking at us the same way. Man, they were one of the redeemed ones. Hey, that's one of the redeemed ones, man. That's one of the ones that they are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. They just like God. Man, we sit high on the totem pole. It ain't God, then the angels. No, it's God, then us. You can start calling me from here on out God Jr. Amen. Because I'm made just like him. Come on, somebody. Amen. When you say, refer to me, say God Jr. I'm going to say, what's up? Amen. Amen. Because we made just like him. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.